This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I pointed out that there are many examples of hospitality in the Bible, but sadly, it is not found often in our hurried and harried society. It's interesting to note, some who received Jesus Christ into their lives as Savior and Lord by faith immediately began practicing hospitality as a natural expression of their new life in Christ. Levi, the tax collector, shortly after following Christ, is seen in Mark 2:15 hosting a dinner at his home, with Jesus and many of his friends as guests. Luke 19:1-10 describes how a wealthy tax collector, Zacchaeus, meets Jesus. Jesus invites himself into his home, and Zacchaeus gladly welcomes him. In appreciation of Jesus being his guest, he promises to give half of his possessions to the poor and restores four times whatever he might have gained from cheating someone out of anything. In Acts 16, you find Lydia, the businesswoman from Thyatira, become the first to trust in Jesus in the city of Philippi. After she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited Paul and his team to her home, saying, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she persuaded them. Her warm embrace expressed her deep appreciation of their bringing her to the message of salvation. I imagine the conversation around the dinner table that day was warm, joyous, affirming, and inspiring. And I believe thanksgiving and praise to God abounded. What a beautiful picture. When was the last time that happened in your home? If these messages have been a blessing, I'd like to hear from you. Email me, ludgoltz@outlook.com.